This is Kevin Durant, and you're listening to Sonics Basketball.
Welcome to Sonics Pregame. Gary Hill with you. Very glad you're along as the Seattle Supersonics finally conclude their lengthy 7-game, 12-day road trip today in Boston. After winning the first game of the trip in Minnesota, the Sonics have dropped 5 straight, including a 114-107 takedown at the hands of the Indiana Pacers last night.
Travis on the fly has 8 assists in the game. Hits top of the key to Granger, swooping left to right, bumped en route to the rim by Petro, lays it in with a right hand and gets a bang for his bucket. A double-digit edge for the home team with 5 minutes left.
Danny Granger helped seal the deal for Indiana with 2 of his 23 points. The Sonics fell despite 50% shooting from the floor and 27 points from Kevin Durant.
They hit shots. You know, we didn't guard as well as we should have. We shoot 50%, for the last 3 games and still lose. Got to be on the defense end. So we just got to pick it up, pick up the intensity.
And the Pacers took advantage of the Sonics' leaky defense by becoming the 10th team in a row to go over 100 points against Seattle. During this 5-game losing streak, the Sonics' offense has been solid, averaging over 100 points a game while shooting a robust 49% from the floor. But the issue continues to be the Sonics giving their opponents so many looks at the bucket. In the past 5 games in this losing stretch, the Sonics opponents have taken an average of 9 more shots a contest. No matter what percentage you shoot, 9 more shots a game, almost impossible to overcome. And there's 2 reasons why. One, the Sonics are averaging 17.5 turnovers a game, which is 6 more than their opponents. 2, they're allowing 12 offensive rebounds a contest. And they'll have to reverse both these trends if they have any shot to beat the mighty Boston Celtics tonight.
Alley-oop, Garnett catches and slam with the right hand.
Pierce, 3. Good night, everybody. Drive home safely.
Corner, Sugar Ray, 3. Got it.
Cooking with gas. Cooking with gas.
It's the best basketball team on the planet right now.
And they're playing like it. The big 3 of Paul Pierce, Ray Allen, and Kevin Garnett has led the Celtics to 50 wins already. The last time the Seas reached that mark, the big 3 of Bird, McHale, and Parrish donned Celtic green. And tonight, the new big 3 will try and complete a feat not accomplished since the old big 3 graced the Garden. And that's when 10 games in a row, the Celtics rolling a 9-game winning streak. Garnett, Allen, and Pierce each averaging over 17 points a game, while shooting over 50% from the floor during this 9-game streak. And they're perched atop the East, having stretched their lead over Detroit to 4.5 games. But Kevin Garnett and the Celtics aren't thinking about their record at this point.
Record, we don't even talk about it. I think Doc said before pregame today that he didn't know our record, and I felt a little better because I didn't know it. I think our mindset from day one has been take one game at a time, never look past, today. And that's what we've been doing. We've been focused on game by game and preparing for each game. And I think it's worked up until this point. We're going to continue to do it that way.
And the big 3 receives a lot of attention on offense, but it's really been the defense that is the key for head coach Doc Rivers.
We're starting to play defense again. There's no doubt. When we didn't have Kevin, I thought we felt, at least our guys felt, we had to outscore people, and we were putting a lot of offensive numbers on the board. And it can become fool's gold, and it did. It was a good lesson for us, though. Now we're competing defensively every night. That doesn't mean a team may not score more points, but the urgency on defense is definitely back.
The Celtics have been stifling as of late, only allowing 88 points a game on 38% shooting in their last 10 contests. Both are tops in the NBA. The Sonics, however, managed 96 points when these teams hooked up in late December. Behind 25 points from Kevin Durant, the Sonics held their own at the key, going toe-to-toe with the mighty Seas. Former Sonic Ray Allen struggled in his return to Seattle. He pressed through a 4 of 13 shooting night, but it was teammate Paul Pierce who took the game over and buried Seattle's upset hopes.
Pierce, 5 to shoot. Paul Will, it's a 3 that's online and good, and he is fouled going up by Kevin Durant. Paul Pierce has been spectacular in this second half. 33 in the game, a 4-point opportunity here with 6:52 left. We can talk about the additions of Ray Allen and Kevin Garnett. It is still Paul Pierce as the lifeblood of this Boston Celtics team.
Boston prevailed 104-96, and to make matters worse for Celtic foes, they've recently added some important veteran pieces. They've picked up 14-year NBA vet P.J. Brown, and last week they signed playoff-tested point Sam Cassell. Cassell, a teammate with Kevin Garnett in Minnesota for two seasons, and the big ticket, thrilled to be reunited.
I think it's going to benefit not only me, Paul, and Ray, but everybody on our team. So tonight, it's good to see him over there. I hit him with the reunited, and it feels so good. Other than that, man, it's just good to see him. But it's good to see him. It's good to have him on the squad, man.
Oh, yeah. It's good times in Boston right now. Reunited. Yeah, that was Kevin Garnett. Little peaches and herb from Kevin Garnett. How about that? So the Sonics will have their work cut out for them tonight as they face the reunited Boston Celtics. And when we return, Matt Pinto and Sonics head coach P.J. Carlissimo will be reunited. And to talk about the matchup tonight when we return on the Sonics Radio Network.